Now, coming up, we're discussing fertility, the flip side of which, of course, is contraception. And with us to discuss a new app which helps you to plan a family, and this app has been certified just this month as the first app ever for use in contraception, is Rael Schewitzel, who's the co-founder of Natural Cycles. Hello, Rael.
Hi, Chris.
Tell us about your app. What does it do?
Okay, with Natural Cycles, a woman measures her temperature in the morning, then enters it into the app, and the algorithm then crunches the data and returns a red or a green day. So on a red day, there's a risk of pregnancy and the couple needs to use protection or abstain. And on a green day, there's considered no risk of pregnancy, so they're good to go.
Tell us, what is the physiology or the way the body works, the principle upon which this is founded?
The medical basis is actually 100 years old. It's known that after ovulation, the temperature rises because of an increase in progesterone. And so by tracking your temperature, what you can do is actually identify that ovulation has happened. And if you take sperm survival into account and the ovulation day, you can then, you know, compute the days where there's a risk of getting pregnant and the days where there's not.
And does this work straight out of the box, or does a person have to teach the machine about them? Because obviously everyone's different. And if you talk to different women, they will say that broadly that their cycle is a month long, but it varies.
Yeah, I would say that cycles are generally irregular. And the good thing with the algorithm that we developed is that it really adapts to every woman's unique cycles. The woman just needs to get started with measuring, and actually Natural Cycles takes care of the rest.
Now, when you say get started, as in how many cycles would a woman have to go through before she could rely on your tool?
Oh, she can rely on the tool from day one, but the app in the beginning will be very conservative when it gives a green day, because the algorithm simply doesn't know yet whether the woman is fertile or not. So in the beginning, she's likely to start with red days, days where she needs to use protection. And then over time, in the first cycle, generally, the algorithm already finds the first ovulation and then gives green days for the rest of the cycle where she's not fertile. And that fraction of green days per month or per cycle gradually increases over time and stabilizes roughly after three cycles.
How many people have you tested it on?
The app is being used by more than 200,000 women worldwide as of today, basically. So it's a lot of women using the app. The clinical studies that we have done, however, were done on 4,000 women using the app for a total of 2,000 years.
When you say 2,000, as in 2,000 women years, so the number of people using it added up to the equivalent of 2,000 years of use.
Exactly.
And what's its success rate? How reliable is this?
Contraceptives' effectiveness are generally measured in Pearl indices, so they tell how many women get pregnant in a year when using this certain contraceptive. And in our case, we could show that 7 women out of 100 get pregnant in a year for all possible reasons. That's a typically used Pearl index. And 5 women out of 1,000 get pregnant in a year because we give a wrong green day. So we, because the algorithm gave falsely attributed a green day within the fertile window, actually. These results are extremely promising because it definitely already improves the use of natural family planning, which so far has always been considered less effective. And with the algorithm now and with the automation behind it, it improves the use to the level where it becomes comparable to the contraceptive pill.
Now, you say you're the first app ever to be certified for this use. I'm aware of many people that have published similar sorts of or invented similar sorts of things in the past. So what sets you apart that enables you to get that certification?
Well, contraception is a serious thing. It's very important that you get that right. And so if you want to bring an app onto the market for contraception, then you need to do not just convince women of it and doctors with clinical data, but you also need to convince regulators that this is safe for the public to use. And therefore, we underwent the conformity assessment that you need to do if you want to bring a contraceptive product onto the market.
And in 30 seconds, if someone is interested in trying out this product, how do they find out more about it?
Oh, they go to our website on naturalcycles.com, or they download it from the App Store.
Terrific. Rael, thank you. And interesting to hear about it. We look forward to hearing more in the future. That's Rael Schewitzel, and he's from Natural Cycles.